bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Talking text line. Player said, that's because you're out of touch with what's going on raising children. Really? Anyway. Hasn't changed. Everything starts in the home. So if nothing's changed, how am I out of touch? Okay. Transcends with the child. So if you instill solid moral ethics, how about morals and ethics and fear in your child, you'll be just fine. Till they call the police and then get you in trouble. I get what you're saying, but that's not what's happening. We don't really know what's happening because we don't really have any data on why children are doing what they're doing. We just have data on what they do. That's just me. I'm just saying. But I get your point. I get your point. Everybody says it starts at home. Let's clean it up. Well, then you need to go out and start telling kids to stop having kids. Period. Like, tell them wait. And until you do. Ms. Smith said, you got to be kidding. Talking to that one guy, Milwaukee is that bad. The taxes are outrageous. The rent is crazy. The violence is out of control. NPS sucks. It's a segregated, racist city. Well, I got to address some of those before I get to my top five at five. Number one, Milwaukee is bad, but it's not that bad. The majority of people here are not having those issues and having that trouble and going through. Number two, taxes are outrageous. They're high. I agree. The rent is crazy. It's high. I agree. The violence is out of control. That's true. I agree. It's a segregated, racist city, to a point. But when people self-segregate because black people move into black communities and white people move into white communities, it is what it is. Now, some people live in communities because they can't get out. Other people choose to live in those communities and don't want to get out. So don't miss that, number one. Number two, I prefer to live in a predominantly black community. I think most black people do, just like most white people prefer to live in a predominantly white community. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing. It is what it is. If that's your preference, that's good. Felix, you ain't got no sense. but that one guy is right. if we just show some common decency, some civility towards each other. But when you're a young man and you have an ego like that, or it causes you to take somebody else's life because of what they said or what they did or what they have, I don't know. I don't know. And if the parents don't teach it, then what? Then what? Hmm. 7 minutes after the hour, it is 52 degrees. The low tonight is 51, so we don't have far to go to get where we need to go.
Number five.
From sand.com, hey y'all, the standoff between Disney and YouTube is now costing Disney an estimated $30 million per week in lost carriage fees. As according to Morgan Stanley analysis cited by Fox Business, the blackout began October 30th when YouTube, owned by Google's parent company, Alphabet Inc., stopped carrying Disney networks, ABC, ESPN, FX, and National Geographic after contract negotiation carriage fees broke down. That means what? Football. They missed Monday Night Football. That's including the Philadelphia Eagles down to the wire win over the Green Bay Packers. Viewers of Dancing with the Stars couldn't watch them dance in the 20th anniversary episode. And Disney has lost millions in advertising and affiliate fees as a result, with the blackout now stretching into its third week. So what is the issue? Carriage fees that YouTube TV pays Disney to carry its channels. According to Business Insider, Disney says Google is refusing to pay market rates for its programming, while Google argues that Disney's terms would force it to raise monthly prices for subscribers. Hey, you know what that's called? Business. Current base plan for YouTube TV costs $82.99 per month. Remember when it cost like $49 and everything was cheap, and then all of a sudden, by the way, your rates are going up $10. What? And you got used to watching it. All of them did it. Hulu did it. YouTube did it. Prime. I remember when Prime used to be $99. Prime at $99. At $99. You could pay $59. We'll give you 1 year. And now all of a sudden it's like $130, $140, $100. I don't know what it is now. Promotional discount of $72.99 is being offered throughout the end of the year. But you don't have ABC, ESPN. Okay. Well, I would say, yeah, it's a discount because ain't nothing on it. I mean, you know, it's a guy thing.
Number four.
Also from SAN or SAN.com, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is personally thanking TSA workers who kept showing up throughout the 43-day government shutdown, and they got a $10,000 bonus check. Noem made an announcement yesterday at Houston's George Bush Intercontinental Airport, where she handed out the first batch of checks to about 20 TSA agents. She said the payments are meant to recognize employees who went above and beyond, taking on extra shifts and keeping airport security lines moving despite going without pay for more than a month. Noem said, "We're going to look at every individual that did exceptional service during this period of time when there were so many hardships. Americans can be proud of TSA workers across the country who continue to serve with excellence throughout the shutdown, many going to great lengths to protect our country, care for their fellow Americans, and keep our nation moving." And they're going to give them $10,000 in addition to the back pay they're going to get and the overtime because they hung in there. Now, that's what I'm talking about.
Number three.
From Fox6Now.com, a winter kind of dangerous without heat, and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning us customers, that scammers may pose as utility providers and make threatening calls. Michelle Reinen, administrator of the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection, says scammers may use high-pressure tactics and claim that you missed the payment. It's urgent. They have threats and demands, and scammers may reference fake work orders, billing statements, tracking numbers while threatening disconnection. And Ryan warns against sending money to anyone demanding payment by cryptocurrency, wire transfer, prepaid gift card, all that stuff. We talked about it. As of November 1st, utilities in Wisconsin cannot disconnect heat for unpaid bills. So if you have an issue, don't call the number they give you. Look up the number for your local utility and pick up the phone and call them. Makes sense, right? In other words, in old school boomer colloquialism, don't fall for the okie doke.
Number two.
Also from Fox 6. I saw that. Also from Fox6Now.com. In the town of Mitchell, Wisconsin. This is breaking from earlier. A gas line explosion rocked the town of Mitchell. That's west of Cascade in Sheboygan County this afternoon. What we know is that the Sheboygan County Emergency Communications Center is urging residents to avoid the area near Trio Lane and County Road F, that's west of Cascade. Numerous public safety resources were sent to the area. Law enforcement discovered that an excavation crew had ruptured a main natural gas line and caused a significant explosion. One member of the excavating crew was transported from the scene with unknown injuries. An evacuation is being established with a 3-mile radius. So if you are anywhere near that in Sheboygan County, there's a 3-mile radius evacuation. Not a shelter in place. You need to pick up your stuff, get your things, and leave, because where that gas line runs, it can cause issues throughout that line. So what they want you to do is, if you're within a 3-mile radius of that area where the blast took place, they are asking you to leave. What would you do? Would you leave? You're like, hey, I feel safe. That's what people say right before the tornado comes. I feel safe. Okay.
Number one.
This from WISN.com. As we talked earlier, two people were shot around 11:30 this morning, two blocks from Masada High School in Milwaukee. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman said two people approached an 18-year-old student to try to rob the student when shots were fired. The student and a suspect were shot. The student went back into the school for help and was taken to Frederick Hospital, where they later died from their injuries. One of the suspects, a 17-year-old boy, was also taken to the hospital with non-fatal injuries and was arrested. He said, this is unacceptable. This is Police Chief Jeffrey Norman. He said, this is unacceptable, Milwaukee. This is absolutely unacceptable in regards that this is absolutely preventable, totally unavoidable. And here we are having the same refrain about youth and gun violence. There's no place for firearms in our youth's hands. Following the shooting, the high school was put on lockdown. Students have since been dismissed. And according to a Channel 12 news reporter at the scene, parents received notification that they could pick up their children earlier. Again, the shooting happened near Hopkins Street and Portland Avenue. Asada School is near 36 and Cortland.
One call, that's all.
Truth Nation, now is your chance to be our One Call, That's All 5K giveaway entry for the day. Yes, you can be entered in to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. Be caller number 5 right now at 833-212-1017 is the number. You will be entered in to win $5,000 in the giveaway with the award-winning 1017 The Truth of Gruber Law Offices. Again, that number is number 5 at 833-212-1017. Remember, if you or your loved one has ever been injured in an accident, contact Gruber Law Offices today. Visit them at gruber-law.com. That's gruber-law.com. For official contest rules, visit 1017thetruth.com. And I was remiss last time I read this. I wanted to say congratulations to Kwanda. Last time I did this, she was a finalist. So she's entered in to win $5,000. You want to be like Kwanda? You can do it too. Be caller number 5 at 833-212-1017. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I want to say congratulations to George. He is the qualifier today for the Gruber One Call That's All 5K giveaway. That'll be coming up. That'll be coming up when? We had one October 30th, right? So, or 31st. So let me see. Can I count 3 months? Let me see. So, one, two, that'll be January 30th. That'll be January 30th. Very cool. Very, very cool. January 30th. So that's when I'll be giving away $5,000. So make sure you hang out. 833-212-1017 is the number. Where'd my weather go? Where'd my weather go? Let me update my weather. 20 minutes after the hour at 101.7 The Truth. Temperature is 51 degrees, of course. Tonight, the low is 52. So we're going to get 1 degree warmer, or so they say. And we'll be working on that. Yeah, that shooting is unfortunate, that shooting of that young man. Players say we as black men need to step up. Our young boys don't know how to outthink an emotion. They just react. And I think that starts with seeing a solid, healthy male role model at home to teach our young boys how to handle our emotions and critically think. We need the community, our uncles and brothers. How about dad do it? How about we get tired of stepping up for everybody else that we leave our own stuff raggedy? How about you take – now, I agree. We need uncles and brothers and fathers and male mentors, but we really need dads to step up. Now, here's the kicker. Dads are stepping up. Some people are just bad-mouthing them and making them be evil in their children's eyes. But in the end, it's up to you. You have to make the decision. I've done my deed. I've done the mentoring. I've done the workshops. I've done the going back and forth and helping with scholarships and making sure, you know, we got the Alpha Botillion going. We got all these things going, you know, Omega Psi Phi, Kappa Alpha Psi, Kappa, I forgot what they call it, Kappa League, you know, Phi Beta Sigma, Iota Phi Theta. You got all the fraternities, all the sororities, AKA's got their debutante ball. You got all these organizations. You got Pearls for Teen Girls. You got all of this. Sigma Gamma Rho, the Roar. You got all this stuff going on. Zeta Phi Beta, Delta Sigma Theta, Literary Lunch. You got all these things going on in the city. You got Urban League. You got NAACP. We're worse now than we were then. Clearly, it's not working. So we're going to have to remodel. We're going to have to change. But part of that, you're going to have to make people responsible for what they do. You got to stop crying and moaning about consequences. You have to stop crying and moaning about incarceration rates, because if they don't commit the crime, the rate goes down. Like, it's amazing how that works. But for some reason, we just got to skip over it. Like, And I just don't understand. It's but by the grace of God, I didn't get tied up in all that crap, because my mother put me in Boy Scouts, or as they say today, Scouting America. I was a Boy Scout, and it kept me out of trouble, sponsored by the Chicago Police Department. I spoke to my Explorer Scout leader. I speak to him like once a quarter. He's got to be 82, 83 years old, maybe. Maybe even 85. And to this day, we talk as if we never stopped talking, as if our conversation never ended. We just pick it up where it was before. That is what you need to be. I agree with you, player. That's something we need. But if you keep talking about moving boomers out of the way, who can show you how to do it and how it and what worked? You keep thinking old ways, not you, player, but people keep thinking old ways don't work when they actually worked, and that's how you got what you have today. Well, that doesn't work today. How do you know? You didn't try. You just dismiss it because you think it's quote-unquote old, and that's fine. But when you don't listen, people turn away. We see what happens to our youth when they're left to their own devices. Imagine if you're an adult. If you don't want to learn by my success, learn from my failures. The problem is success only comes because of failure. I learned 5,000 times more from my failures than I did from my success. I know what I do well. You need somebody to tell you what you do wrong. 833-212-1017 is the number. What are your thoughts? Quanda said, thank you, Dr. Kim. When I called, I was boarding my plane from there, heading back home. Okay. And you didn't walk past the studio and say, hey, what's going on? That's okay. I'm going to remember that. That one guy said, Dr. Kim, do all your yard work and all that tomorrow and remember to turn off your outdoor water utilities and turn all outdoor faucets out partially and turn all outdoor faucets partially open. Oh, I got it. Turn the outdoor water utility off, because I do. I turn off the water that leads to my to my faucet outside, but then I need to leave it open so the water can drain out so it doesn't freeze. Boom, got you. Okay, I'm not saying everybody should follow that advice because I don't want to be sued for, oh, you gave advice on the radio and you didn't, blah, 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 blah. I'm not getting in trouble. 833-212-101. Has it been a pop-off Friday or what? Dr. Kim, curious. Cherie said, do you have a brother or brothers, and are they as successful as you are? I have a brother. He died as a child, so I am the only boy in the family. There were five of us. I had one older brother and three older sisters, and one of my sisters and one of my brothers passed away. And so now it's just me and my two older, cranky, cantankerous sisters. We're probably watching on YouTube. So, no, I don't have any brothers. I do have my good brothers of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, Prince Hall Masons, other organizations. So, yeah, I got brothers. 100 Black Men. Yeah, I got brothers. They keep me straight. I keep them straight. So I would say yes. I would go so deep to say just I got D9 brothers, because I got some really close friends that are Kappas and Qs, Iota, Sigma. So yeah, it's us. But they kind of keep you on a straight and narrow. They keep you, you know, the expectation is that you will always do what's right. And if you don't do what's right, they'll smack you around. They'll talk about you, get you straight. And that's what we need. We need iron sharpening iron. Yes, Kwanda, I remember that you flew in to support your son. Yep. I haven't been popping off all week, SE. I have not. Yes, I have. Sheree said, sorry to hear about your losses. Well, I wasn't born when they passed away, so thank you for that. I appreciate it. But I've never had the opportunity to have a blood brother. You know, I've had close friends, but I was always the victim of, you know how you think somebody's your best friend and then you find out that they have a best friend, but it's not you? But that was okay with me. It's not an equal, or, you know, it just is what it is. And I have guys I hang out with all the time, and I got other friends I hang out with. It's okay. I got Truth Summit tomorrow, that one guy, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to do my yards. I guess I have to do it tomorrow afternoon. I'm going to have to do it tomorrow afternoon. I got to get all my leaves off my yard because I haven't found anybody to do my leaves. I got to get all my leaves off my front yard and backyard and bring them all to the curb and just get it done. Because I'm lazy. I didn't want to sit there and do it all. I got to get here and do it all, do all this stuff. I wasn't going to do it. I'm lazy. 833-212-1017 is the number. When we come back, Are y'all tired of hearing about the Epstein files? I'm not. I want them to hurry up and release them because I want to know what's in it and who's in it.
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You know I like every little thing that you do to me. That's why.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, when it comes to your home, the smart play is trusting Gina Della and her team at Pella. This month, you can score a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella windows for as low as $297 a month with 0% interest for up to 6 years. That's like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to incredible defense played by Pella Windows stopping the drafts. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. 833-212-1017 is the number. 36 minutes after the hour. Also want to remind you tonight on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, we are the proud home of Milwaukee Panthers basketball. They're going to be continuing their road trips, traveling to Lubbock, Texas, to take on the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Scott Warris has the coverage. Starting at 6:30 p.m. on 1017 The Truth right here. And, of course, on the Milwaukee Panthers Sports Network from Learfield. Tip-off is at 7. Don't miss it. So you got me. You got Tori Lowe. You got Scott Warris. You got Milwaukee Panthers basketball. Going to be a great evening. Absolutely great evening. So before the break, we was talking about our good friends at the U.S. House of Representatives, that they need a vote next week to release files related to the sex trafficking investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. Now, of course, everybody's been screaming and hollering, and they wrote, Donald Trump knew about the girls and the journalists and all that, and the White House has accused Democrats selectively leaking the emails to smear the president and all that. But I gotta say, remaining in the middle, if you go back, the young lady whose name they redacted on the email they removed already said that Donald Trump didn't have anything to do with it. Like, she testified that Donald Trump didn't have anything to do with it and that he never did anything. So, oh my God, you're backing Trump. Oh, no, I'm just stating the fact that somebody else said. We're going to find out when they all come out. You got Trump, you got Bill Clinton, you got tech billionaires, celebrities, academics. I think Barack Obama's name came up somewhere of having known Epstein back in the day. What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. It really doesn't mean anything. Epstein did what he did. People covered for him. Those people that covered for him, that's because they covered for him, did they do anything? Well, I don't know if emails are going to tell us what somebody did and didn't do. I don't know if somebody on email is going to actually admit, hey, DJ Brother Z, I want to email you to tell you that I stole your ink pen. Like, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give you. Where is it?
I don't know. Somebody stole it.
So why is it that when we lose things, we blame somebody else for stealing it?
Because somebody legit stole it.
From where? I saw you with it today, didn't I?
No, you didn't.
I saw you with it yesterday.
And that's exactly. You saw me with it yesterday, and I put it back in its spot yesterday.
Where is this?
And I came here this morning or today, and it was not in its spot.
Where is this spot?
Right here in the corner.
And who was here all day?
I've texted people. I said, let me find out you got my ball upstairs. Somebody did respond. They said I was playing with it. And I put it on the cafe table when I was done.
Why would they put it on the cafe table?
Thanks, Frank. Thanks for asking that.
That was just dumb.
I'm wondering the same thing.
Somebody stole your ball. You know somebody came and visited or saw it. Hey, you want a ball? Yeah, thank you.
Snatched.
Boop. And they snatched your ball. Now, that was his comfort ball. Yeah, you got a comfort dog. He got a comfort ball.
I'm literally sweating.
Yep. He got a comfort ball. He just sits there and squeezes it all day. And then you hear this, ba-doom-ka-pa, ba-doom-ka-pa. I'm like, what is that? Ba-doom-ba-da. And I'm looking out in the Third Street Market, like, what are they doing out there? Ba-doom-ka-pa. And I see something move out the corner of my eye. Look at it, he's bouncing his ball off the wall. That's his comfort ball. What do you do for comfort? 833-212-1017. What do you do for comfort? Do you have a ball? I know of a person who had a teddy bear into their adult years. And I'm not talking teens or 20s adult years. I mean 30s adult years. Like got so bad, would cry, scream, holler, sewed it up 8 or 9 times because, you know, the stuffing came out. That kind. I think it's a little unconscionable, but, you know, nobody asked me. But I just don't get that. But going back to Epstein, do we really care whether or not these files get released? Will it expose the truth or is it a distraction? 9 times out of 9, rich, powerful people get away with stuff. Stuff that would ruin our lives, they get away with. Look at who was it? What's her first name? Tiffany Haddish, the comedian, Halle Berry, crash. I think one of them killed somebody. Haddish had like a couple of OWIs. We'd have got thrown under the jail. 2 different states, but yet,
You know who that is, right?
I got to tell you, when money and power are involved, justice don't look the same. It don't. Justice does not look like for us that it looks for them. I'm just saying. 833-212-1017 is the number. That one guy said, Miss Smith, I moved to Milwaukee. This is on the YouTube chat. I moved to Milwaukee from Kenosha. I'm a landscaper here in beautiful Milwaukee. I live in Thurston Woods now. It's still a city that can be saved. We're not L.A. We're not New York City. We are Milwaukee. I don't even know what that means. He went on to say, all you got to do is start showing common decency with your neighbor, even when they turn their faces away. How do you stop the exchange when somebody pulls a gun, though? How? How? Because I don't know. I know I'm going to stay away from it. I know that much. As far away as possible. Because that's what we have to do. That's exactly what we have to do. 833-212-1017 is the number. So when we come back, I got a question. When you do stuff you're not supposed to do or don't do your own due diligence and you lose something like money, do you actually expect to get it back?
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Reginald said, watch your step. If them leaves are wet, they dangerous as banana peels. Like, whoever slipped on, have you ever slipped on a banana peel? I mean, really? I have never in my entire life dropped a banana. What? Anyway, banana peels. Come on. Either you showing your age or you watch too many cartoons. SC said, have a safe weekend, everybody. Where you going? The show's not over yet. Where you going? Reginald says, somebody out there thumbing their noses at and discounting boomers, Dr. Harris. Where they at? I don't really care. Oh, just having a good one. Just having a great day. Your Friday should end very well. You know why? Because on Saturday, the countdown is on right now for the second annual Truth Summit. That's Saturday, November 15th, tomorrow. Thrive on King from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's a free in-person event. We got bold voices from truth hosts to healthcare to education, sharp minds. We're going to tackle some of the two biggest problems, healthcare disparities and fixing our broken education pipeline. I'm going to lead the charge with guests. Real talk. You don't want to miss it. You can get a seat now at 1017truthsummit.com. 1017truthsummit, presented by 1MKE and Thrive on King. Also, we've got MATC, Versity, Cousin Subs, and you. Make sure you sign up right now. We're getting to the bitter end, and we'll be there tomorrow. Look, I should probably put on my calendar so I can wake up and be there. We wake up, oh, I think I'll go get a cup of coffee. Hey, you know you're supposed to be at the summit, right? What? So, yeah, we'll see. But we shall see. 833-212-1017 is the numbers. Boomers were born in 1964 and earlier. Do you know exactly when boomers were born? Like, do you actually know? Like 1940 what? It ended in 1964.
Damn.
So, and it's a blessing to be a baby boomer because many of y'all ain't living that long. Many of your friends ain't living that long. And until we fix that, we're going to keep having these stories and keep having these things happen. And everybody's going to say how terrible it is. Everybody's going to be upset about it, but nobody does anything about it. They just kind of sit around. Eh. Wasn't me. And only until it touches you will all of a sudden it become, you know, the incident celeb. Oh, my God, we got to do something about it. Well, we only got to do something about it because it touched you. But when it touched everybody else, you didn't want to have anything to do with it. You really didn't care. Compassion, communication, and creativity are the three things that AI will never give you, and the three things another human being can. We need to show some, but we also need to be firm because we know what works. We know what has made a community successful. We know what has made, and I don't consider myself successful. I always think there's that other thing I have to do, that bigger thing I have to complete in order to be whole. I know people in their 80s that are still rocking it, 90s, still rocking it, writing books, imparting knowledge, imparting wisdom, because our society thinks that when you get old or even older, even if it's 10 years, oh, you're old. But they've been through it all. They know where all the bumps are, all the holes are, all the traps, the snares, and they just walk around it. Well, how do they do that? It just seems seamless. Well, sit down and talk to them and find out what have you been doing? What have you been doing? How did you get where you are? And then when people hear it, they don't really want to do it. They're like, I got to do all that? Yeah, you got to do all that. That's the work you have to do. You actually have to put it in. And if you don't put in the work, it's not going to work. Like the woman who called TMJ4. Milwaukee woman is demanding her money back after paying a $200 party deposit, get this, to an unlicensed business owner who was evicted Thursday. Katrina Burnett paid Jonathan Springfield Burnett, owner of Rise Kitchen near 46 and Fond du Lac, the deposit on November 4th for a party venue rental. The trainer said, I want my money back. The payment came on the same day. Get this. The same day. TMJ4 aired a story about Springfield Burnett throwing illegal parties at the space without a public entertainment license. A 19-year-old was killed in a triple shooting near the building during one of those events. He said it was available. He said, hey, book now because a lot of people is inquiring about this day because I need it the day after Thanksgiving, Katrina said. Days later, Katrina's brother sent her the news story about the business owner's issue with the landlord. A few days later, my brother sent me a link with the news saying with him on there saying he's not even supposed to be on there. The revelation prompted Burnett to contact TMJ4. Katrina said he was already in trouble, and then you collected money while you're already in trouble. Like, that's absurd. That's crazy. When Katrina TMJ4 attempted to speak to Springfield Burnett at the business location, he was visible inside the building he had been evicted from on Thursday, but refused to speak on camera or return the deposit. Katrina said, I didn't hesitate sending that money because I trusted you. Know what I mean? So why can't I get my money back? During a phone conversation, Springfield Burnett offered Katrina items from inside his business instead of returning her cash deposit. First of all, you never pay a cash deposit. Ever. Ever. You can't just take people's money. That's like hard-earned money. That's a lot of money. Even if it was $5, it's still somebody else's money. Department of Neighborhood Services haven't responded. Katrina says she feels like she was used. Always make sure you see the license. Always check with the city to make sure the license is legitimate and that they have insurance. That's what I do. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you what I do. That way it's legit and you go from there so you don't show up the day of the party and oops, they're gone. Where's my money? You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Tory Lowe Show's coming up, and then we've got pregame, and then Milwaukee Panther basketball with Scott Warren is coming up at tip-off is at 7. Make sure you hang out. Check it out all weekend long. We got a rebroadcast. Truth Summit is tomorrow. I will meet you there. Have a great time. God bless. Take care. Thank you, DJ Brother Z. I'm out.
Be quiet.